as he does every Monday. Tracy, what's going on today? How are you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing?
I think we're doing all right. Just, you know, another week has begun. Another week closer to, you know, my favorite holiday of Thanksgiving. And, yeah.
Well, did you thankful for working for Dave?
That is one of the things I am indeed thankful for.
He should be.
Thankful I'm employed. Let's just put it that way, right?
Yeah.
How was, other than the outcome, how was your trip to Vegas?
Well, I mean, that was the reason for the trip, so it wasn't very good.
I got a couple baseball questions before we go on. The final tallies have not come out for like all the posts, the awards and stuff for baseball, right? Other than Gold Gloves and stuff.
Correct.
Rookie
of the Year came out. The National Rookie of the Year just came out a few, little bit ago.
There's a couple. Okay, I'll start there. Should Trevor Story, despite missing, you know, the last couple months of the season, should he have been included in that?
Well, he was. He just didn't make the final three.
Okay, the final three. Right. Should, in your opinion, yeah. Should he have been in the final three?
Oh, it's kind of hard because there were a lot of good rookies this year, and he had a pretty good impact. But only played 90 games. Barely played half the season.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I would have probably put him somewhere in mind. I know he got several second-place votes from people, so it wasn't like he was totally ignored. But, you know, part of evaluating someone is seeing how they handle the whole season, not just part of it. So, I mean, I can understand. I think it's too bad. He was having a heck of a year. Kind of a silly little injury, but, you know, that happens. The more important thing is how he plays next year.
And then Nolan Arenado, we know, I mean, listen, we know how good he really is. Got his fourth Gold Glove in his 4 years and all that. The fact, I think it's just appalling, the fact that he's not included in any MVP consideration. And I guess he didn't make the final cut, I know that. I'm guessing he was probably in the mix overall eventually. But, I mean, he's one of the top three players in the National League, right?
Yeah, I think, but you know what? That's where you get into it. They have a Player of the Year award, the Hank Aaron Award, and they have, and the Players Association has a Player of the Year award. And what you get into with the MVP is a lot of times it's very difficult for a player on a sub 500 team to get real strong support, particularly when there are very strong candidates on teams that are winning. Because there's an emphasis put on valuable, you know. I mean, I voted him second on my ballot, but I'm prejudiced. But I can see the people that maybe voted for other people for various reasons. You know? I think it's pretty obvious Bryant's going to be the MVP. You know, I would say that goes in there. But then you have the Rizzo factor. You have, you know, Seager will get attention because of what he meant to the Dodgers, even though he was a rookie. I mean, he was hitting in the middle of that lineup. Murphy will get a lot of attention out of Washington. So, I mean, I can see it. I don't necessarily agree with it, but if it was Player of the Year, I'd have a lot more trouble trying to justify in my mind why people might have overlooked it.
What was the Nationals' record last year when Harper won it? Were they above 500?
Yeah, they finished second place. They faded in the last week or two.
Okay.
Matt Williams is probably the only guy on earth. He managed 2 years. He finished first 1 year, second the next year, and got fired.
Yeah. All right. I was just curious on a couple of those. Listen, I know we know how good Nolan Arenado is. There's probably a lot of people that vote in that have not watched him play as much as we do either. So,
I think the thing on his point that he can look at is, you know, the coaches and managers vote on the Gold Glove, and the coaches and the managers vote on the Silver Slugger. And he got both.
Yeah.
You know, as Larry Bolla says, I used to think Mike Schmidt was the best I'd ever seen. So, you know, I mean, he's got respect there. And, you know, he gets voted on. He doesn't get voted on by the fans of the All-Star team, but he makes the All-Star team because the players vote him on. And, you know, in some ways, if I was a player, that probably would have a nicer significance for me than if I wasn't, you know.
Did you think you had gone back in time watching last year's Wyoming defense against UNLV with the missed tackles and some of the big plays that were given up?
You know, I had not seen them. By the way, they finished 83 and 79 2 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I had not seen us miss that many tackles. I'd seen holes open up in the line and people get through, but they were missing three and four tackles. You know, it wasn't like they didn't have guys in places to make plays. But the guy I felt worse for was probably Rico Gafford, because, you know, with Priester hurt and not playing, they started the hole over there, and so the game plan going in is a lot of times we'll switch back and forth depending on situations. Was you've got Devontae the whole game, buddy? He's yours.
Yeah,
that wasn't an easy assignment. You know, he did break his arm in the third quarter, but he only had one catch. That was in overtime after that. So, you know, I think if you're going to break his arm, they could have done it earlier, right? No.
Yeah, like the week before.
Yeah, I mean, he's a really good player.
Yeah, he is.
And they did a great job of getting to him, and, you know, it's just difficult. I think they were trying to have Gafford go one-on-one so they could help Hull out a little bit, you know, to help him on his side, but... It's not one of those battles that you really have a chance to win.
Tracy Ringlesby joining.
At some point, they've got to do something on the tackling, because if they have that much trouble with the running game this Saturday, the guy might go for 400 yards.
That's exactly what I brought up.
He might go for 1,000.
You can't take my lines.
I know.
Well, that's what I've been reading.
Well, he's the boss. He can do whatever he wants.
That's right. Thank you.
He always tells me, though, when it's from 4 to 6, it's my show. So it's always interesting dynamic.
Until I decide to change that.
Yeah, but on the 1st and the 15th, it's his paycheck.
5th and 20th. But, I, you know, you read a lot of things. And, again, I know when you read stuff on the Internet regarding – You take it with a grain of salt, but read a lot of people's thoughts on San Diego State, how, well, they haven't played anybody, and all it is going up against a weak rush defense. I don't care. That's maybe the most talented team in the Mountain West Conference. They are legit.
Yeah.
Pumphrey and Penny, I mean, they've got a 1-2 punch, and if Wyoming doesn't shore some things up, you're exactly right. They're going to get run. They're going to get run out of their own stadium.
I think the thing that people want to pick them apart for is how on God's earth they lost to South Alabama.
I mean, Mississippi State did, and they came around to beat Texas A&M. Like we said in the first segment, upsets happen all the time.
Yeah.
All the
South
time.
Alabama's won like 3 games.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, it's just, they're the type, they're too good of a team for that to happen to, particularly early in the season. I mean, that was a game where they had a lot at stake, you know. they weren't just a good team going in there. They were a team that, had they done things and handled things well, they might be in the top 10 right now. They'd certainly be in the top 15. And that's what people, I think, will, when they question them, that's what they look at, is like, well, who have they beaten? And they got beat by South Alabama
2 years in a row.
Yeah. So that's going to haunt you. I mean,
well,
there's no way around it.
How do you think people in Clemson are wandering around today seeing, how the hell do we get beat by Pitt, you know? I mean,
Michigan losing to Iowa.
Losing to Iowa. Iowa got beat by North Dakota State. I mean, you know, these things happen all the time. My personal opinion from the very beginning was, I'm not sure the Cowboys were ready on Saturday. It's just that simple. I mean, you know as well as I do, Tracy, it's hard for a team to get up when they're rolling along, and they look at that on the schedule, and San Diego State is there the next week. You can tell them, and you can work on them all you want, and there's still a tendency to be thinking ahead and thinking, hey, we win this one, we'll get, you know, and I just didn't think they were ready.
I think some of that comes with youth. I think because the last 3 teams all had it, North Dakota State, this coaching staff knows how to keep guys focused. You know, you don't win 3 consecutive championships and go undefeated all 3 years and go up and beat the BCS teams in the process without realizing that each week something different at stake. But, you know, the other thing that I think the whole game turned. Like, okay, Nevada came out strong early. Cowboys came back, got in charge. Then Allen had the fumble. They score in three plays. Kickoff, DJ mm-hmm. takes a big hit. He fumbles. They score on the next play. All of a sudden, a team that was ready to quit because it's bad, it's not a good team, and they got out early, and you've come back, and you're taking charge, and you're gonna, you go down on that play where you go down on that drive where Allen had the fumble, they pack it in. But, you know, all of a sudden, when you take that and then you take DJ's fumble, you've taken back-to-back plays where Wyoming hasn't even run a play, and they scored 14 points. Now, all of a sudden, they start to feel good about themselves again.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
No, absolutely.
Totally, Tracy.
Wait, I talked about that earlier. I thought that was a turning point, too. So,
always good to catch up, Tracy. We will see you Saturday, all right?
Okay, guys.
Thanks, Trace.
All right, bye.
UNLV.